We continue our learning. Lulinishma Susan Basleya Helen Basleya David Bemanachmish and Chaim Yaakov Bidchos Elio. We're above the Messiah Paraktes Mishnah Dalit. Hamikabel Sada Mechavero Vilarotza Lanake. She was speaking about a case of a chocher. We'll see why this does not apply to an aris to a sharecropper, but rather the one only who is a chocher who gives a fixed amount of money or produce to the owner. And he decided he doesn't want to weed the field. So weeding the field. Now, if the minig is in the community that people weed, then you're obligated to do so. If the minig is not to, so then you're not obligated to do so. Speaking about a case here, where there's no particular minig one way or the other. So here he says, I don't want to weed. Farmer lo, and the tenant farmer, the chocher, says to the owner, don't worry, ma'ach paslach. What's the difference if I weed it out at all? Remember, he's the one who gives a fixed amount. I'll give you the same amount of produce anyway. So what's the difference if I take care of the weeds or not? So says the Mishnah, ain shomen lo. No, you don't listen to him. Which means he has to do the weeding. Because the owner could say to him, tomorrow, you're not going to renew the lease. You'll use this for 1 year, let's say. Because you didn't weed it, so there's going to be grass growing everywhere. It's true that not weeding may reduce the yield of the crop, but it should matter because he's paying a fixed amount of the produce anyway. That's my problem, says the chocher. Says the owner of the field, no, it's going to be my problem because if you leave this lease after a year, so now because you didn't weed it, it's going to ruin the yield for the following year. And this would be true even if the Gemara says on Daf Kofei, even if the chocher offers, I'm going to plow the field after the harvest and I'll get rid of all of the weeds. He can say, no, because of that, the weeds are going to fall into the ground, and it's going to ruin it for the next year, for the next crop, and therefore, no, he's obligated to do the weeding. Perek Tes, Mishnah, Hey, Amakabel Soda Mechavero Velo Asasa. Here you have a case where we're speaking about an oris. We'll see why this makes sense for an oris, a sharecropper, where he normally gives a certain percentage. Velo asasa, what does it mean? The field didn't produce, a little bit grew, but it certainly wasn't worth the oris's effort to work the field because it didn't produce much at all. So he's not going to get much out of it. And he says, you know what? After a couple of months, he says, you know what? I want to terminate this lease and we're finished together. So it says the Mishnah, Im yesh ba kidei lahamid kri chai. If there's an amount that can literally stand up to put in a heap, a kri is a heap. So what does it mean, a heap? So we assume that that's 2 sa'a worth of grain. 2 sa'a worth of grain after you to take out the money that the expenditures that were necessary in order to plant and prepare everything. But if there's enough to be mamed a kri, a heap, that's already significant. If the yield will be enough that they're able to heap up the grain, what does it mean to heap up the grain? They take the that which you winnow with, and you could put that inside the same way you'd put a you'd stick to be able to how high does dirt have to be in order to take a shovel so when you stick it in it stays in place. The same thing would be true with the winnowing fork. Let's say that you put in it has to be heaped that much, which is we assume is 2 sa'a worth. So if that's the amount it can produce, chayv the tapaba, the aris is obligated to do his sharecropping, and he can't he can't give up. He can't say, I want to terminate the lease. It's not working for me. There's not much being produced at all. Because that's what's written, the Gemara says on Daf Kofei, that's what's written in the contract. He says that I'm going to plow, I'm going to plant, I'm going to harvest, and I'm going to do the threshing, and I'm going to do the winnowing, and I'm going to put it into a kri. And therefore, that's what he has to keep his word. And since the end is that it's able to be piled up into a heap, which is potentially two saw, so that's so he's obligated to work the field and cannot not pull out. Obviously, we're speaking about an aris here, because in the case of a chocher, he has to pay a fixed amount anyway. So it's not so that's his responsibility even if he pulls out. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma kitzva ba kri. Rabbi Yehuda wonders what exactly is a kitzva, is really a fixed measure. What's this fixed measure of a kri? It should be dependent on the size of the field. Says the Bartunri, I read from the Bartunri, he says, ain't kitzva zu ru'udya, this is not really proper, this fixed amount of, that's the amount, 2 sa'a, it piles up into a heap. Sheti esaged gedola b'shir kri, usadik tanab shir kri, even a smaller field is going to be that amount. It's very different. Veino Dome Tipula Shel Sadeh Gadola Litipula Shel Sadeh Ktana. Trying to care for a larger field is a lot more difficult than a smaller field. So how should we determine whether or not it's worth it, or he has that obligation to work the field and cannot pull out of the lease, the aris? Elohim yesh ba kedei nefila. What's kedei nefila? The amount that falls. So I'm reading from the Bar Tanura Klomar kishir masha zaraba. The amount that he planted, whatever seed was sown, if he produces his leech as much as the seeds that were planted, then the aris is obligated to work the field. Otherwise, he has the right to pull out. We do not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We follow the Tanakama, and therefore it's a fixed amount of a kri of the heap, which is 2 saw, that he's chayav to work. If it's less than that, then he can pull out of the lease.